ancient music wafts through the air, which is heavy with the intoxicating smell of burning incense. A woman in robes practices hymns and mixes wine according to an ancient ritual.
Opening the ceremony for the summer solstice, the highest tribute to the light of the people, the union of gods and mortals, the holy day for the change of light on earth, a hymn to Apollo.
At the Apollo Temple, some 30 kilometres outside of Athens, Dorota Pepper and members of her organisation, Elenus, celebrate the ancient gods. Elenus is an abbreviation for the Holy Association of Greek Ancient Religion Believers. It was founded in 2005. Pepper is an avid advocate of their belief and the group's high priestess.
Our concern is to rekindle the light and revive the divine energy. You can sense that it has pulled away from the earth, but we are being fought. The popes accuse us of worshipping false gods and of Satanism. In the countryside, our followers have a lot of problems, especially since we were filmed by television. They don't dare come here anymore. A lot of them have called me to tell me they won't be coming.
This year, Dorota Pepper and the followers of the Olympic gods were able to celebrate the summer solstice according to ancient rites, legally. The police didn't get involved, the temple was not blocked off, and no one came to harass them. Such incidents were more common in the past, but the Greek state and a large part of the population by no means sympathised with the ideas of this religious minority. Though the gods of Olympus are a regular part of school instruction, they belong to Greek historical tradition and culture. But sociologist Sophia Petter believes this is precisely where the bone of contention lies.
These ancient religions are reclaiming precisely that space which is held by the Greek Orthodox Church. Both the Orthodox as well as this new religion are part of the Greek identity as well. Both want to be considered the genuine expression of Hellenism, and it matters who gains more ground. That is what troubles the Greek Church. And the state doesn't want to risk a conflict with the Church. So it buckles.
And even though Dorota Pepper claims that Greek law has recognized Elenus as a religion, this doesn't quite fit with the facts. In 2006, the highest court granted Elenus the status of a cultural association based on religious grounds. Pepper and her fellow priests can now conduct marriages, baptisms, and funerals according to ancient traditions. But in practice, says ancient priest Giannis Kotopanis, an actor in his normal life, they can at most burn just a bit of incense in the temples.
I got married according to our rituals in Delos. When I went to the town hall to register the marriage, I was told that I had to have either a civil or a church ceremony. Neither my wedding nor my witnesses are recognized. I've been married since 1990, but officially I'm still single. I don't understand it. We're not hurting anyone. We worship our gods and we don't hide in dark cellars. Anyone can come here and watch what we do. We're not practicing proselytism.
Proselytism is actively recruiting someone for one's own belief. Even when the polytheist Kontopanis denies such efforts, this is precisely what the Greek Orthodox Church fears. On the other hand, Elenus and the other polytheistic groups are not true competition despite their media effective appearances, especially in terms of numbers, says Father Gabriel, a Greek Orthodox priest.
Even so, the proselytism is a thorn in our side. If they want to worship their gods, they can't do it in Delphi or in the Acropolis. Those aren't cult sites anymore, but rather places of pilgrimage for tourists. Elenus has to respect this. After all, there are churches in Mithras or in Athens, which are like museums. No sacraments are absolved there. They simply belong to European cultural heritage.
The same note is struck at the Greek Cultural Ministry, which is very sensitive about this problem. Vivi Basilopoulou is an archaeologist and shares the opinion that landmarked sites are not suitable for accommodating religious ceremonies.
We don't want to put obstacles in anyone's path,
But according to existing law, these temples are architectural monuments, and such buildings are not suitable locations for ceremonies.
Father Gabriel isn't fazed by this reawakened ancient religion as competition. He doesn't believe that rituals adapted to modern tastes could seduce his flock.
If their message is up to today's reality, Elinais will survive. If not, they'll disappear again. Christianity has such a long history precisely because it time and again has something new to say. Of course, love is not something completely new, but it is necessary in our world.
In their worship of the ancient gods, Dorota Pepper and members of Elinus are in any case determined to keep fighting. Pepper is encouraged by the official recognition of her organisation and wants to travel throughout the country to bless even the smallest temples. Recognition as an official state religion remains extremely unlikely, though, and that's something that perhaps not even the gods can help in this case.